This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Twitter, and I saw this photo of Pelosi. Nothing against old people, but I mean, she looks like a crypt keeper there. She looks like my grandmother looked the day before she died. And I think it's just emblematic of her nephew that runs the state and says he'll nationalize. That's the term he used. Like, he thinks California is his own nation. I guess it is. They've hijacked that beautiful state and run in the ground, and that they'll take over the power company. Well, they wouldn't let anybody cut the deadwood out since the 70s. And then when Trump says you should cut the deadwood out, all the comedy shows make fun of him. And at least Trump knows that. You go over to Europe and stuff, you don't see in the forest any woodland on the ground. You see fire breaks. We used to have those here, too. You see those in Texas? Our ranch has them. The county doesn't even ask you. They come in and they cut the damn fire breaks. And we use them as roads. Then we got to pine forest in East Texas. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is incompetence. It's massive. And they live off what was built before and the work of American people. But there are evil groups and smart people manipulating these incompetents. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. And some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. So when we go to break, and then I want to come back with Steve Pachinik and really get his big overview of the players and what's happening and the ongoing coup against the president and what he needs to do, because, again, he was pointing out the Democrats are incompetent, but these neocons, we're getting into Mitt Romney, so let's finish up with Mitt Romney if we can.
Mitt Romney is an easy person to take down. I would appoint John Huntsman, and I would get rid of Pompeo as the Secretary of State and put in John Huntsman. The reason for that is very simple. Huntsman worked underneath me as an ambassador to Singapore. He speaks Chinese. He was our ambassador to Russia. He's loyal to the president, and at the same time, he despises Mitt Romney. So I have a Mormon of a higher quality and wealthier than Mitt Romney, and that's Huntsman. Huntsman could easily take out a Mitt Romney. At the same time, I get rid of Pompeo. I also get rid of Pence. I don't want Pence in there. I want Rand Paul in there because it's going to give a very clear message to everybody. You've got a physician, you have integrity, you have somebody who's accomplished something, and a man who will stand by the principles of the Conservative Party. I then would hire somebody like myself to come in and clean out that entire White House, get rid of the 2,000 people on National Security Council, get rid of anything to do with the State Department, and start coming into the State Department and start cutting down on the 16 different intelligence units that I have. I get rid of the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. That's nonsense. Get rid of the Inspector General. That's nonsense. And at the same time, when you do that kind of firing, you set in motion an incredible counter-revolution that people will say, thank you, Mr. President, because we don't want to waste our money on these nonsensical, incompetent, effete politicians. When you elect a congressman or senator, what you're basically electing is a dead entity that does nothing but process. How do I know? I treated these people. I treated congressmen, congresswomen, senators. They don't do anything. They get elected for the simple reason that they want a pension. They get $170,000. And somebody as incompetent and really not very bright as Nancy Pelosi has a net worth of $140 million. Now, how do you get a net worth of $140 million when you're making $170,000? Then you have Dianne Feinstein, 87 years old, who works in San Francisco, has 75,000 homeless, but she's only worth $80 million. Then you have Bernie Sanders. So it's time for the young people in the Democratic Party to have their way and get rid of all of this geriatric unit if you're really interested in the country. But for Trump, he has to decrease the size of his White House markedly. When I had Reagan, we had a very tight White House.
Dr. Pechenik, stay there. Back in 60 seconds, I want to come back with the blueprint for Trump victory and America's confirmed resurgence. We'll be right back.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media, busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings, thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at man.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Man.video! And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In defiance of the out-of-control globalist bureaucracy bought and paid for by a consortium of the Chi-Coms, the corrupt EU, the Hollywood scum, literally have had their foot on the neck of this country and have been bleeding it off, selling it out. Trump means well. He's a pro-American president, but he thought, as a businessman, well, bring in the different factions and give them a seat at the table. And no, they all lied to his face and then undermined him. I warned him. Dr. Pechenik warned him. We had other guests on who specifically said, you know, Fiona Hill, all these people from George Soros, and we got banned in the White House. They literally said, do not give this information to the president. And now he says, tell me who are never Trumpers. Tell me who are neocons. He says, tell me who are deep staters and who aren't loyal. Well, we're happy to tell you, because I'm sitting here in Texas and I can just search engine each name, do 20 minutes research and find their quotes, find them talking trash about you, because all you're doing, Mr. President's watching Fox News. You really need to open it up. And I'm not lecturing the president, but my name is tied to the president now, and they're trying to destroy me at every front. I really want to beat this faction in the deep state. I really want to see an American resurgence secured. I really want to see our nation stabilized, and I just really want to see Trump succeed. But some people out there think he's invincible, the whole Q movement. Others think that, you know, he's Drudge, I think, and others think, you know, he's probably going to get removed. I think it's still up in the air here, but we got to be realist. So Dr. Steve Pechenik, one of the founders of Delta Force, ran major operations, the State Department, CIA, you name it, regime change, uniquely positioned to be able to, you know, the technical expert for a lot of Clancy's books, to really give us a actual assessment. I agree with everything he's saying of what's going on, but your message to the president, and also your message to the president about what you were just saying earlier, if we see some action, some real heads starting to roll, this is going to energize everybody and is going to guarantee, I believe, victory. But right now, they don't respect the president because they have gotten away with literally like a cat in your house pissing all over the furniture. I mean, these guys need to be whacked upside the head.
I agree. Here's the issue. Number one, you get rid of Pence. You put in a Rand Paul. Rand Paul is a physician. He's an ophthalmologist. He's no nonsense. He can get things done. Get rid of Pompeo. You put in Huntsman. Huntsman knows foreign affairs. He speaks Chinese. More importantly, Huntsman is a far more significant entity person in Utah than Mitt Romney is. He's 10 times the wealth of a Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney can't stand Huntsman. Huntsman basically neutralizes Romney, and that's how we get rid of Romney. At the same time, I need to go in there and clean out 2,000 people in the National Security Council, clean out all the communication experts that are there, and clean out the entire White House to make it look very much like a Nixonian White House or a Baker White House, James Baker, who made it very tight when we had problems with Reagan, and he knew how to keep it within a purview of about 9 to 10 people. At the same time, we have to be able to get rid of the DNI, Directorate of National Intelligence, an absolutely absurd position that came out of 9-11. We go back to 9-11. We go with Cheney. He's got to be arrested. Bush, he has to be arrested. The Clintons, I'll leave alone because I want them to stand in the wind. I just want her to stay out there because I don't want to make her a martyr. The truth of the matter is we have to be tougher with our own Republicans and get rid of these people because they're not really Republicans. They're grandiose sycophants who want to be in power. In turn, I would clean out all of the institutions. I do not need 75,000 people in the State Department. I barely need a few ambassadors. In a time when I have the internet and virtual diplomacy, I don't need a whole embassy overseas wasting millions and millions of dollars. I don't need six intelligence units that repeat what they do, and I don't have an integrated human capability. I get rid of Gina Haspel of the CIA and get rid of a lot of the CIA operatives. Number one, there is no such thing as a whistleblower in the CIA. That is absolutely absurd. William Barr should have known this. I would get rid of Barr and bring in a very tough attorney general because the CIA and all intelligence units, I happen to know this for a fact because I've cleaned them out, is an accepted system. Except it means that you cannot say anything against the President of the United States, and there is no such thing as a whistleblower concern in the CIA. That means I can fire 50% of the CIA without any ramifications, and there's no reason why I can't go in the CIA and fire 50%.
Well, let's walk through that, because they have crippled the President early on, saying he's not allowed to fire anybody, it's obstruction if he does. It's all a total hoax. It's just invited more and more of these failed coups. So, yes, the president's innocent, but it really is a form of incompetency if he doesn't stand up for himself in the country. I mean, this has gotten ridiculous.
I'm going to say something that most people don't really understand. The irony of Trump is that he's really a nice guy. He's not mentally insane like Jerry Post said of the CIA. Post doesn't know what he's talking about. He's far more afraid of firing people because he can't do it in front of him. The ones who can do it, ironically, are Ivanka Trump. Melania's the one I would go to because she's the person I would trust the most. Came out of a communist system, speaks 4 to 5 languages. She knows exactly what's going on in the White House.
In fact, it turns out usually she's the one that's gotten a lot of these people fired.
That's the one I would go work with. I would specifically work with her and say, okay, in Russian, what do you want to do? In French, who has to go? She's the one who knows. Jared Kushner is trying to do a good job in the Middle East. He can't. It's a hard time. Ivanka Trump tries to go to Latin America or Africa. They don't cover her. The truth of the matter is Melania knows exactly who has to go, and they must.
You know, and that's something that would really captivate women out there. We're always hearing about women in power. That would be a great move as well.
Melania is one of the most powerful, intelligent, certainly most beautiful.
Yeah, have you ever been around her in person?
No.
I know why Trump married her. I mean, because super hot women don't intimidate me, but she is definitely has a super presence. You're like, I mean, it's something about her. She's very, I don't want to say masculine, but I mean, she's a big woman, too, and it's imposing.
Well, let me put it this way. She and I grew up in Eastern Europe. We have Eastern European background. We understand Russia. We understand communism. We understand France. We each understand what it took for us refugees to get to the point that we are in America. America is about getting, being loyal to the country, serving
the country. And she does start crying during the anthem. She says the Lord's Prayer. She's definitely a sweetheart and very smart. And she's the one that's been getting a lot of the bad people fired. So let me expand on this. How are they going to come at the president next if this current permutation fails? What do you expect in the Senate?
I think the Senate is going to have a problem if they're not coordinated properly. Mitt Romney has to be neutralized. Huntsman can do that. Actually, the Mormons do not like Mitt Romney. I happen to know that because I get a lot of letters from the Mormons. He's an elder, but he's an outcast of the Mormon church. So basically what we have to do is round up. Rand Paul has to be the nidus of this. He's smart. He knows exactly what it needs. The point I'm trying to get at is we need to have people in there who are far more ruthless than the president. It sounds bizarre, but that's exactly
what it's true. He has that hard-ass supposed patina, but people that really know Trump, that's not the case.
No, it's not. He's sweet. He's been sweet to everybody. He does
stuff like he's called up my wife, to congratulate her when we got married a couple of years ago, and I don't even know how he found that out.
Well, congratulations, but honestly, you and I know my wives are expensive. But let's go on to the next point. The real next point is the fact that Trump really needs to clean out his cabinet quickly and without any excuse. I need an attorney general who can fire and hire. I can't wait for the judicial courts. I'm not a great believer in judges. I am a great believer in an attorney general and a head of the FBI who can put people in prison ASAP. The due process of the law does not work in the United States. It's been a farce, and I've seen it on all the levels. But let me tell you, in the business I'm in, when I come into a company, I clean it out. And you don't know what happened. I don't have to be raucous. I don't have to need to shout. I just simply say thank you very much for your services. You're gone. No
let's
more.
Talk, let's talk about Epstein. Let's talk about Q. Let's talk about China. Let's talk about big tech. Let's talk about censorship. Let's talk about it all with Dr. Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com. Be sure to check that site out at infowars.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk about the Attorney General and who he really works for. We're going to get into what's really happening with Epstein. We're going to get into Hillary and the fact that she's intending to get into the race and now basically admits it. That's the next segment. Dr. Steve Pachinik is with us. He doesn't really need any introduction. We're really glad to have him back here with us, stevepachinik.com. Let's tackle Ian right now. You were asking me what I thought of the Attorney General. And I think he was brought in to try to end the civil war inside the government and the deep state. The Democrats, as you said, are self-destructive and just can't stop. And they're holding them hostage with dirt. They've got dirt on the others. And it all ties into Epstein. And you were bringing up Barr and his Epstein connection. So let's get into Barr. Let's get into Epstein and flesh that out, please.
All right. The problem of William Barr for me is the following. I know he lied when he said that Epstein was killed in the cell or whatever nonsense he said. He knows he lied. I know he lied. The simple fact is Epstein was part of our CIA and Mossad alliances going back for decades to the time of Maxwell, who was a Jewish operative for the Mossad. The unconscionable part of this alliance between the CIA and the Mossad was the fact that they used pedophiliacs to honey trap people. Now, what do I mean? A honey trap means that a woman will come in or a woman will come in and try to seduce a man and make him vulnerable. Epstein didn't use a woman. He used kids under the age of 15, 14, 13. He was a pedophile. In the business of intelligence, we have limits, and that limit was pedophilia. He should have been taken out instead of literally, you know, brought overseas. He's not dead. Nobody killed him. I don't see Maxwell, who was his major pimp, in any way arrested. I don't see the Bronfmans, who were involved in the Meyer Lansky, Longies Willman. You're going back to decades of corruption between Jews, Israelis, and Italians, who go back to the years of 49 when the Israelis helped us build the CIA. Is this an unusual alliance? Yeah, but it's an unholy alliance because the Israelis can make us do things that we don't normally do. In fact, Epstein is a good example of having used Jews to honey trap kids, using children to bring in all types of people. Dershowitz should have been fired. Dershowitz should have been in jail. The president of MIT, Raphael Reif, I said to him repeatedly, resign. You are corrupt. You've been compromised. Beko, the president of Harvard, where I went to, he's been compromised. MIT was compromised for 15 years, yet I hear this long, nonsensical diatribe by the president of MIT, who's not born here. He's born as I am, a Jew in Venezuela, never served our country, can't speak English properly. His written English is atrocious, and the MIT students don't do anything. They're sitting there like dumb rummies, when in fact, the president was the provost and Epstein was there and compromised scores of professors. It was Minsky, compromised Church, compromised huge numbers of professors.
Explain how this demonic pedophile honey trap works. It's like a satanic pyramid scheme. Explain that.
It has the satanic element. What happens is an operative will go in and think that he's impervious. So what he does is he brings in a woman who will, in fact, honey trap another man. And normally you don't bring in children. But when you bring in children, you compromise them, and then you bring in other adults to have sex with the children. Then you know Prince Andrew of England. Of course the queen is compromised. The whole British government is a joke. They were a German family that transferred their name over to Windsor because that's the name of the castle. They're morons. You're talking about Queen Elizabeth, who's really hasn't done anything to help mankind. And Prince Andrew was highly compromised. You have Epstein. You have the Maxwell family that's been compromised. You have other pedophiliacs who should have been put in prison right away. And William Barr hasn't done that. And the reason I have a problem with Barr is because his father was the dean of the Dalton Girls School who hired Epstein in the first place. So when I see that kind of lineage, I become very mistrustful of who William Barr is. If you get yourself another prosecutor, and God only knows they're all out there, they'd be happy to arrest whatever is needed. Then we could clean out the CIA, the Mossad. We could have our own intelligence units that really do intelligence and have human and not this kind of garbage that we have. And there's your woman, Maxwell, on the right-hand side, and you have Prince Andrew on the left-hand side. So that has to be cleaned out. It has to be resolved. The truth has to be spoken. Epstein didn't die in prison. Nobody killed him, and he certainly didn't commit suicide.
You're the guy that said Bin Laden didn't really die in the red. You said he was already dead, and he did have a disease that nobody lives more than a few years, Marfan's. But this is a big deal to have you, because I respect you, and you don't BS on air. You're saying you think Epstein is still alive. Why would they put out then stories that his neck was broken and have a story that doesn't make sense that would then make people ask questions?
Because it doesn't incriminate anybody. In other words, if Epstein were still alive and my thesis is correct and I know what the operatives do, then you've got to explain who else was involved with this. How does the Justice Department get away with it? How does the FBI get away with this? How does the CIA get away with this? How does the Mossad get away with this? How does Prince Andrews get away with this? What did Trump know or not know? I mean, Epstein was a known entity even in Miami. I knew about Dershowitz and his corruption from Miami.
Why was everybody from Prince Andrew to Hillary Clinton to Bill Gates kissing Epstein's ass? What was the secret breeding facility in New Mexico, the temple?
It was a dyke and is a dyke. I personally couldn't care less. She was highly compromised. Bill Clinton was on that plane more often than I could be on United Airlines. Again, bonus miles. Bill Clinton was highly compromised. He's a coward. He's corrupt. I've known about Clinton since 1988, before he ran, when my operatives in Taiwan said this man was bought off by the mainland Chinese. Then my CIA operatives came when he won the election against Bush and said to me, I asked them, how could this guy Clinton, who came in third in New Hampshire, be able to be president of the United States? And they said he robbed the election. You have corruption permeating throughout. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. In the case of Trump, if he's corrupt, fine. I don't particularly care with Trump. He's a businessman. He does what he needs to do. But what I'm upset about with Trump, he's not the toughest guy I've ever seen. I want to know how he built those casinos in New Jersey. When I had to go then, there were three New Jersey guys. If you need to use the mafia, and I'll bring in the mafia. But there's no way he built it without having been ruthless. And he has to hire the guys who are ruthless. And they're there in his organization. I don't need his son going out and explaining of Trump. I don't need another book from the Trumps. What I need is the ability for Trump to say, you're fired. You're out. You're dismissed. I don't want you. I don't need this organization. I don't need it. I will use executive power. And if you want to fight me, fine. But in the meantime, he can do whatever he wants to, but don't even recognize the impeachment. It's a useless organization. It's a useless process that's going to cost us millions of dollars. But every American will remember who was involved, and every American who was a Democrat will not vote for those people who are involved on the Democratic Party.
All right, we'll talk about the election coming up and impeachment with Steve Pachenik. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're sitting there sometimes.
Well, Steve Pachinik's back on the show, and I've been having this guy on for 18, 19 years. I got to say, he's on fire. He's doing the best job he's ever done. And I'd say about 98% of what he talks about turns out to be true on the show. I don't know if Epstein's still alive. I just know that a lot of folks pointed out that it looked like Photoshop photos from previous photos when he was in the stretcher and they did digital checks of it and that it was a fake photo. But he could have been dead, and the newspaper, the Daily Mail is famous for that, used it to fake it because they didn't have a stretcher photo. So it could be he's dead, they just faked the photo because they didn't have one. But the photo does appear to be fake. We've done a pixel check. So of others. So, you know, who knows? I'm going to go back to him in a moment, stevepachinik.com. He's got a book coming out in 2 weeks. If he comes on then, we'd love to have him on. Years ago, he offered to fly to Austin and come on the show. Other times, he's like, you don't want to see me there. But we love to fly him to Austin anytime he wants to come and put him and the crew up. But before we go back to him, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to give up. But Hillary and the DNC have financed over 30 lawsuits against us. We've got over 20 of them thrown out. But in Austin and in Connecticut, they just bragged they're railroading us. Senator Blumenthal's running the whole deal. He has hearings where he says, I want Jones silenced. What he says isn't free speech. And then they misrepresent what I've said because they're scared of guests like Dr. Pachinik on the show. They're scared of the fact that Rand Paul wasn't going to win this Kentucky seat. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I literally pushed him to run. We raised half his money up front. I mean, that's an example of they know that the genesis or the zenith of so many big things ends up starting on this show. That's just the way the world works. It doesn't come out of New York. It doesn't come out of L.A. It comes out of, you know, the backwoods of Texas. And that's what Dr. Pachinik talks about. But you supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. But I got to tell you, to get around the censorship, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.Video, that's, you tell people, hey, you know Alex Jones is a forbidden guy that everybody demonizes? Yeah. He's still on the air. Their own screams, their own audio. And listeners go, well, that's stupid. Everybody knows that. No. I go out on the street of Austin or any other place, and I get mobbed, and I'm not bragging, but it shows liberty's popular more than I've ever been. But they all go, man, I used to love you. God, you were right about Epstein, or you were right about this or that, or the New World Order. Where are you? I really miss you on YouTube or Facebook. And I got to go, remember Infowars.com or Newswars.com? We have our own audio. We have our own video. We have our own platforms, and millions are coming there. But we need to get those millions to tell folks, hey, the forbidden information you're not supposed to get is at Infowars.com/show, and the shows are more important than ever. And the fight we've been promoting of restoring sovereignty and free market capitalism and Americana and Renaissance is here. But they are attacking us, the criminal elements of the deep state, because we're effective. But here's the good news. They're running out of gas faster than we are. But we need to stay in position through 2020. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I haven't been paid in over a year and a half. That's fine with me. I want to expand in 2020, not just stay the same size. And as people know, you either expand or you contract. You don't stay one size. I don't want to contract. Get the products. Black Friday sales are here. Up to 70% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. These are products you need. DNA Force back in stock. Super Female Vitality, concentrated herbs for libido, stamina, energy. The new toothpaste is the best toothpaste you're going to find out there anywhere. The whitening toothpaste is beyond that. It remineralizes the teeth. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. It doesn't compete with Super Blue. It's excellent. It has the iodine. This is a whitening toothpaste and a remineralization. It's $14.95 because it doesn't have any fillers and it's got a lot of patented ingredients. Ingredients in it. Infowarsstore.com. No reviews yet. All right, Dr. Pachinik, in the segments we have left, I want to thank you for being here and your work, because I know you have a risk coming on and talking about these big things, but this is history happening. So I want to get into the Q movement, because people always ask me what you think about that. I know we ended up having a private conversation. We pretty much agree. But without hurting a lot of well-meaning people's feelings, because I get folks wanting to believe Santa Claus is real, you're the real deal. I mean, you don't want to get onto an air because you get called into federal court. But you've overthrown governments. You know, you helped found the Delta Force. You've done stuff, you know, for 40 years. You know, you really were Tom Clancy's main source on record. I mean, you are who you say you are. You're a real real quantity, a real known commodity that's bond. Feedy, what do you say to the majesty of Q?
Well, I've heard people always tell me about what Q predicted or Q is this. You know, in terms of wanting to have a narrative, if people want to believe something, that's their right. Do I know who Q is or what it is? Not really. And I don't want to deprecate it, but honestly, you have to test out what What we're saying and what is being said on this show is very important. The basis of loyalty and the basis of being a patriot is to question everything, including me, including everybody who is on this show, and see which one says the correct thing and which one can predict what is actually happening. We don't have any magical powers. He and I are, we're just ordinary individuals who basically serve our country. In the case of an Epstein, you have a traitor who worked for our country and worked for the Mossad and worked for the CIA, but that doesn't mean he's an honorable man. It doesn't mean that the CIA are honorable people. It doesn't mean any one of these people we talk about. I don't know if Q is a person, an entity, or a narrative. I write fiction, and in fiction, I happen to write reality. So why do I use fiction? Because in fiction, I can get more points of reality than I can in reality. So if Q is a narrative which is based on reality, that's fine if that's what you believe. But Q can be as much fiction as anything else. So I want you to reality test it. The truth of the matter is that, right, Ghislaine Maxwell was spotted in different areas, never picked up. The Department of Justice has had more claims against her. She clearly was the pimp for this incredibly obnoxious and disgusting individual. She herself is disgusting. She comes from a disgusting family where he was a Jewish refugee from the Holocaust and used that as a way of getting himself involved with the Israeli Mossad, who in turn used that, and Sharon and others used it against us. So they remember, whenever we have alliances with other countries, we only have one interest. Our interest is national security for us. In reality, we have no friends. We have no partners. We have just our national security.
And Trump gets that, and that's why they hate him, because all these other bureaucrats have been selling off American power forever and don't want that to come to an end. But just briefly back to Q. I just don't like things that say everything's wonderful, stick with the plan, Trump's invincible, they're all about to go to prison, and then year after year it doesn't happen and the things aren't true, when we're really working and really getting things done and exposing moles in the White House and, you know, have the bona fides, and then it becomes, well, there's this nebulous thing that's like imperial that you've got to bow down to, and it's a 4chan board. That's all I'm saying is people need to know that Trump is in perilous times and that he needs to be pressured to take action, as you said, because that's who can take the action is the president, not some mythical thing telling you that action's been taken when it hasn't been taken.
I agree with you, because I've heard the nonsense saying that the following people were arrested and this is going to come out and that. He's right. I agree with Alex. It's very simple. Trump either wants to remain president and he's got to be tough. He's got to be tougher than he ever thought he could be, which is not really in his calculus. He has to go on Melania, and Melania will tell him exactly what he has to do, because I have no question in my mind that she and I think alike. And she knows how many people have to be fired from the White House, how many people have to be fired from the intelligence system, from the Attorney General's office. It's a
We know there's globalist moles in there, so you just have to get rid of any of them appointed by globalists. That's it.
Well, it's not only that. He's got to get rid of a government that's bloated. Nobody wants to pay taxes for a government that's irrelevant now. There's a reason why there's Brexit now. There's a reason why there's no government in Bolivia. There's a reason why there's no government in Venezuela. We may be in a world order, but we're not. We're basically in a cyber nation. I said it 20 years ago when I wrote those books. Cyber nation means that the Internet has determined the outcome of where we're going. That's why you see all these nonsensical lawsuits and these nonsensical hearings and impeachment. They're not relevant in the time of the Internet, in the time of the
Let's talk
zero.
About that. Let's quantify that with Dr. Pachinik. Last segment, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fraud and how the deep state did it. That is coming up as well. Then Mike Adams. But I want to get Dr. Pachinik's take on Hillary Clinton, who's always been running for president since she lost 3 years ago. Now we're 355 days out, and she's all over the place. She's doing all these campaign stops. She's raising money, and now she's saying, I've been drafted. They're demanding, and I've got to retire Trump. I'm under a huge a pressure to do this. Well, here, just hear it from her.
Look, I feel a sense of responsibility, partly because, you know, my name was on the ballot. I got more votes, but ended up losing to the current incumbent in the White House, who I think is really undermining our democracy in very fundamental ways. And I want to retire him. I want to see him retired.
Said, I can't rule it out. So you are ruling it out.
Well, look, I, as I say, never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it.
Well, she said 3 years ago she was going to run again. Then people said, no way, and all their scandals came out. She went, okay, I'm never going to run. When we said, yes, you are, she said it's a conspiracy theory. But I know people that have been in the meetings when she's on the phone 2 years ago telling everybody that they better not run, and that's why the real people didn't run, because she's planning to jump in at the last moment. Dr. Steve Pachenik, just from your own research, what do you think? Any sources? What's your assessment as a psychiatrist, not violating the Goldwater rule, but knowing Hillary Clinton and knowing people that know her well, of is she going to run and what's going to happen?
Well, rightfully or wrongfully, I happen to have met Hillary Clinton, and I know Chelsea. Chelsea's a nice kid who went to Stanford. I would want Hillary to run, and I'll tell you why. Nothing is more divisive and more destructive than to have Hillary in the Democratic race, where you have Bernie Sanders, Warren, you have and Biden, and now you have Michael Bloomberg. I think it would be wonderful to watch them go at each other, because she will divide and conquer the Democratic Party. In other words, it's another layer, or the meta layer, for self-destruction of the Democratic Party. You see how desperate they are. For Bloomberg to come in and say, I'm going to spend billions, but I'm not going to go to Iowa and New Hampshire. This is not a fool. I know a Bloomberg. I know about him. He's pretty smart and he's tough. But I would love to see Hillary run, because it will break up the Democratic Party and create such chaos that I think that's all they really need at this point, now that they're self-destructing. From the other point of view, the Republicans have to get their act together, and they need a whip who can really hold them together. McConnell is getting too old, and he needs people who are young enough to keep that majority tight and controlled. And when I mean tight and controlled, I literally mean tight and controlled. There can be no defection whatsoever. When you come out of a Nixon or a Reagan administration, as I did, you have guys like James Baker and others who were formidably controlling and tight. And we respected that. What we don't respect is something that's incompetent and loose. And Trump has to get his act together ASAP. I don't care how he does it, but if he listens to this show and he listens to what we're saying, he's going to get through a lot easier than what he's doing right now, which is to be a witness and then rationalize and then feel terrible about it and then go back. He was right to take out troops out of Syria. He was right to make sure that the Turks came in. He was right to take our troops out of Afghanistan. He was right. Everything he did was right, and what happened is he got intimidated by a bloated bureaucracy in the Department of Defense, where my men haven't won a war since World War I. We haven't won a war. I have a military that's 2.2 million in size, and I couldn't rely on them to fight a battle. They have never won anything. And instead, I have these four-star generals and these admirals that come out and shoot their mouth open. A Petraeus, who has all these stars on him, never been in combat. I've got Mattis, who has to shoot his mouth off, but he knows better than that to keep his mouth shut. So, I mean, there is a lot.
What I'm talking about in Afghanistan, when he wouldn't send relief to the folks that had been bombed by our own people?
He was right, and I've got to say, I know Zalmay Khalilzad, and I've been against him for a long while, but when you send Zalmay, who's Afghani, and created that Afghan war, let him reconcile all the different elements together, let him invite the Taliban and close the deal. If you got Elliot Abrams in Latin America, let him close the deal on Venezuela, let him close the deal on Brazil. These are guys who are ruthless. They were neocons, but they came back into the system, unlike John Bolton, to correct what was happening. Bolton came in to self-aggrandize. You don't hear anything from Zalmay, and you don't hear anything from Elliot. Those are the guys that you want on an operational level. But again, you need somebody who's in charge. I don't know who this Brody is, his national security advisor. I mean, you get too many of these people around there. The person I would pick as national security advisor is Melania. She would be the key point in that White House.
For folks that don't know, every new person that comes in, the whole corrupt deep state runs at them, looks into their background, starts spying on them, harassing their families, threatening them. And then a friend comes and says, just work with us a little, and we'll get you money instead of destroying you. And that's how it works. Almost everybody buckles under the death threats, under the pressure. And I agree, Trump needs somebody like his wife. Nancy Reagan hated the deep state, a lot of them. And for those that don't know, I mean, Nancy Reagan did a lot of that with Reagan, didn't she?
You hit it right on the head. Nancy Reagan literally ran the White House with James Baker. And I've got to give Bush credit, Bush Sr., because it was such a tight White House that when I took down the Soviet Union, I had to go through Nancy Reagan, through Don Gregg at the CIA and other operatives who were very helpful, but it was her final determination to make sure that we did what was proper. And Nancy Reagan is a great model for this because she made sure no one intruded into the White House. Nobody could say anything ex cathedra that came out of the White House. And in fact, with James Baker there, we had a very tight administration. And if you didn't like it, you left. But we don't have that now.
Let me ask you this in closing. It's been an amazing interview. When your book comes out, please come back on in 2 weeks. StevePaczynek.com is the site, folks. Let's talk about bad scenarios. If you do five more, I understand you got to go, fine. But how this will go if the left in its death throes is crazy enough to actually get Trump removed, then the crises that come out of that and the societal insanity and the destabilization and the wounding of the rule of law, I mean, this is something can't be allowed to happen. But what do you see happening if they were able to remove him in the Senate?
Number one, I don't think they will be able to remove him in the Senate. Number two, it would come to a point where literally his supporters would come out of the woodwork and God only knows what would happen. I don't think we're into a civil war. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I do think that there will be defections, but they have to be able to neutralize all of those who are hesitant about Trump. If they can't support him in the Senate, they've got to be neutralized. Whether it's McConnell who does it, whether it's Huntsman who does it, whether it's Rand Paul who does it, I don't
care. That's what I'm getting at is the Democrats are like a bunch of crazy Frankensteins walking through the forest in the village, and it's incompetent if Trump doesn't stop all this criminal activity with the Justice Department. It's dangerous. These people are out of control.
I agree with you, but Trump has to make the – in other words, what we're begging is that he be what he was supposed to be from the very beginning, tough, ruthless, without any explanation or any rationalization. That's all we ask of him. The minute he does that, there will be guarantees that he will come in on 2020. If he hesitates or he's not certain or he's going to back off, all bets are off.
And I was talking to a current officer in Army Special Operations assigned to one of those units, and he was saying the same thing. He says Trump would be the best president ever if he stopped talking and just started firing and executing and giving no explanation. That's what everybody's waiting for.
That's exactly what we're about. That's why I work with Special Forces. When I work with a General Keith Alexander or a General Boykin at Special Forces, these are gentlemen who make decisions. We don't waste our time. We either work on cyber command, and that's one of the issues that we have to have control of. We have to deal with 5G. We have to put in line every one of Amazon or Internet. Control, we've got to get to the point where we are the dominant force in the world on 5G, and we're not there right now. And we have to be the dominant force on cyber command, and we're not there.
Steve Schenick, that was my next and final question. 2 minute break to five more, and I promise I'll let you go. Then we got Millie Weaver popping into my cadenas, but I want you to speak about the fact that China trying to come in with Huawei, the fact that Google and Apple basically moving to China, how that can even be allowed when we all know those were started by U.S. intelligence, how that rogue operation has gone, how they let them censor us. 5 minutes, you'll have the floor. Back in 2 minutes with Dr. Steve Paczynek, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. We've got Millie Weaver coming up, but I want to get into China with Steve Paczynek.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.